We're doing Tana Develio. We're holding the second chapter, the 13th paragraph. And we were discussing the verse in Tehillim in the 19th chapter. The Medrash have been discussing the 19th chapter begins, Lamnatzeach Mizmol David, to the conductor of a song of praise that King David compiled. Hashamayim Mesaparim Kevod Kel, the heavens recount the honor of God. So now the Medrash is going to bring another understanding in this verse. Davar Acher, V'aloim Kvoim Min Koman Ve'en Zazin Misham Lo'olam. But how could you say that the heavens recount the honor of God? They're stuck in one place. They can't sing. So the Medrash is going with the understanding that the constellations give praise to God in turning around in heaven and doing their and going their course. That's the praise that they give. And the heavens, well, the heavens is in one place. What does it mean the heavens recount the honor of God? So, right? That's what we say that Joshua, when he made the sun stop, how did he make the sun stop? He made it stop from its song. When the sun traverses its course, so then the sun is singing. We say that as the sun goes through the skies, the sun is singing its song. Even though we know the earth is the one turning. But Chazal always described it as the sun moving, the moon moving, all the constellations are moving. So, over here, what does it mean that the heavens recount the honor of God? They're standing. So, Ela, it doesn't mean literally. What does it mean? Afal pi she'akol shelo, even though everything is God's. Ve'akol ma'aseh yadav, and everything God fashioned with His hands. En simchato bakol, God isn't happy with everything. Ela im zecho shel Avraham bilvad. The only thing God is happy with is the seed of Abraham, Shenemar, as the verse continues, Yom le Yom Yabia Omer, the day to day demands of us to recount. What does it mean? Day to day demands of us to recount God's praise. Mativan Shneamim Alalu. What is the nature of these 2 days that we say day to day? We're talking about 2 days. Demands that we recount. Elaze Yomo Shel Moshe, Shebiser Yomo Shel Yoshua. שנאמר, היום הזה אחל תת פחתך ויראתך על פני העמים תחת כל השמיים אשר ישמעון שמחה ורגזו וחלו מפניך. But rather, this is referring to the day of Moshe, the great day when Moshe went to war against Sihon and Og, and God told Moshe, היום הזה, on this day, I will begin placing your fear and awe, the trepidation of you will spread throughout the nations under the heavens. Notice the heavens. Notice, what was our beginning discussion? Our beginning discussion was, how do the heavens recount God's glory? So now we're saying, the continuation of the verse, a day-to-day demands of us to praise God. What is a day-to-day? It's the greatest day, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu caused God's name to be known and all the nations feared him. That's when he went to fight the great nations of Sihon and Og. We know that just the king, Og, was a giant. He picked up a mountain the size of the Jewish people and he was ready to drop it on the Jewish people. So aside from his army and his great fortification and his cities that were filled with strong warriors, Og himself was able to finish off the Jewish people. And yet we won him and his cities and all his warriors. And on that great day we have a tradition, okay, we'll see in a second, that the Medrash is going to tell us that on that day Moshe also made the sun stop in fighting Og and Sihon. We know Yoshua made the sun stop, but the Medrash is going to teach us now that Moshe also made the sun stop. And that's what we mean, a day to a day. The great day of Moshe, the day in which Moshe had this miraculous war, to the day of Joshua, which a few months later also had a miraculous war. Those two force us to recount the greatness of God. So that's where the Medrash is headed. V'shema tomar. And maybe you'll say, Ho'il v'akadosh baruch hu harag. Et Sichon ve'et Og, being that God killed Sichon and Og, these two great kings, mi yigid lechol bei olam, how does the whole world know about it? There's no telegraph, there's no internet, there's no media. How does everyone find out about it? Elazo chama, but rather this is a reference to the sun, shamdalo limoshe, that the sun stood for Moshe. That's what the pasuk is saying. God is telling Moshe, all the nations will fear you today. Well, how will they all know today that Moshe conquered Sichon and Og? Maybe you could tell me in a month, word spreads. In a year, everyone will know.
But on this day, how does everyone know on this day that this miraculous feat occurred? So the Medrash is saying that's by the fact that the sun stopped. How do we know? Ve'echan matzinu she'amda lo chama le'moshe. Where do we encounter a reference to this, that the sun stood still for Moshe? The first time the sun stood for Moshe when he fought Amalek. That's in the beginning of the Jewish excursion into the desert, when we think we're headed straight for the land of Israel. So Amalek attacked us just after we've crossed the Yam Suf. So it says over there, Shneimav Videi Moshe Kvedim, Moshe's hands were heavy. Vaykhu Evin, they took a stone. You remember we were fighting Amalek. Moshe sent Yoshua to lead the nation to war. He said, choose our special men, they'll go to war. And Moshe goes to the mountaintop and he holds his hands up. So long as his hands are up, we win the war. Second his hands go down, we start losing. Moshe's hands get tired, they're heavy, so they take a stone, vayesimu tachtav, and they placed it under his hands, vayeshev aleh, and Moshe sat on the stone, ve'aron v'chur, and Aaron and Chur, tamechu v'yadav, they supported his hands, vayhi yadav emunah ad bo ha-shamesh, and his hands were faithful till the sun came. V'chi adotah sha'a lo ba ha-shamesh, shekatav ad bo ha-shamesh. What does it mean, till the sun came, as though, it's a new concept. Till the sun came. What, until that time the sun had never set? Every time the sun sets. What does it mean, till the sun set? Me, so, yeah.
In Tamiz, learn about how the Kohanim temple would be purified when the sun was, or maybe it was the sacrifice is purified, something with the sacrifice is purified when the sun set. So, was there some talking about what that means, rising and the sun setting, and it's sort of sun setting.
Yeah. Ba'ashemesh means the sun setting. Ela bat zo chama she'amda le'moshe. This is a reference to the fact that his hands were faithful till he let the sun come. Meaning he, so to speak, stopped the sun in its course, and until he let it go, then the sun waited until Moshe let it continue and set. Ve'echan matzinu she'bisel Moshe yomo shel Yoshua. Where do we find that Moshe foretold of the great day in which Yoshua will stop the sun? Shnemaz, the verse states, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. After Moshe fought the war against Amalek, God tells Moshe, Ketov zot zikaron basefer. Write this as a remembrance in the book, this great war in which the sun stopped for you as you fought Amalek. Vesim beozne Yoshua. And place it in the ears of Joshua. Make Joshua hear this story. Why does Joshua have to hear this story? This is an allusion to the fact that he too will do this great feat of stopping the sun. Emolo, tell Joshua, Yehi ratzon shetamod lecha chama, may it be the will of God that the sun will stand for you as well, kederech shamda li, the way it stood for me. Ve'echan matzinu shamda lo li Yoshua, and where do we find that the sun stood for Joshua? V'sha'as she'asa milchama im malchei Amori begivon, when he fought the Amori kings in Givon. Over there, we find that the sun stood for him. Shneimar, as the verse states, Az yedaber Yoshua l'Hashem. Then, after winning this war, Joshua spoke to God. B'yom tet Hashem et Amori lifnei bnei Yisrael. When God gave the Amori before the Jews that we won the war. V'yomer le'inei Yisrael. So Joshua said the following thing in front of the Jews. After they had won the war, he said the following speech. Shemesh be'givon dom. I had told the sun in Givon, be quiet. Stop. Stop singing your song, and automatically that means stop moving forward in the sky. Ve'yarech be'emek Ayalon, and the moon should pause in the valley of Ayalon. Ve'idom ha'shemesh, and the sun became silent. Ve'yarech amad, and the moon stood. Ad yikom goy oivav, till the nation of Israel took revenge from its enemy. Halo yichtuva al sefer ha'yashar. Behold, it's written on the book of straightness, the book of the Torah. Vayamod haShemesh b'chatzi haShemaim, the sun paused mid heaven, veloatz lavo keYom Tamim, and it didn't run forward to set like a whole day. So the Medrash is saying, when we say haShemaim misaprim kevod kel, the heavens recount the honor of God, that's referring to the continuation Yom liYom yabia Omer, that day to day forces us to say, to recount God's praise.
And those 2 days are the day when Moshe had the sun stop and the day when Yeshua had the sun stop. And the fact that God lets us overcome nature, that forces us, the heaven, so to speak, force us to recount the honor of God, that on the one hand He created these laws of nature, and on the other hand He gave us the power to rule over nature. Why did Yeshua have to make the sun stop? It was Friday afternoon. The Jews didn't want to fight going into Shabbos. So Yeshua said, "Sun, wait for us. We want to finish this war before Shabbos." Okay?
On the other side of the world, there is no light, is there?
What do you mean there is no light?
Did they see the sun all the whole world?
It seems like, at least in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, it seems like everyone saw it. Because God tells them, today everyone will see. So it seems like in Moshe's time, at least...
nobody lived on the other side of the world. Like it happened in Israel, like in America, there's nothing in America.
Could be. We don't know.